This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Trump won't let him forget. Won't let him forget what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. And Lee, if you go back through the presidential tracking numbers that Rasmussen has kept since Obama, they're actually pretty interesting. You see, Joe Biden never recovers after Abbeygate.
No.
It's he never gets back over 50% again. He does not recover his popularity. It's dashed.
Yeah, that was his political turning point right there.
It was. It was. And it only got worse because he lied about it. Said he was advised to do it by his military advisors, every one of whom then went before Congress under oath and said, no, I told him the opposite, that we really shouldn't do this. And the worst of it, this was still back during when the FBI still had total power, still had total control over social media. And so Americans were kept from knowing something unbelievable that we've never seen before. It's literally never happened in British or American history. The censoring by the British Parliament of a president of the United States of America. I mean, look at George Washington. He killed a lot of them. They didn't even censure him. In fact, they lowered the flag to half-mast when he died after he kicked their butts. That's how beloved Washington was, my favorite founding father. But not Joe Biden, no. And you can find very little in the UK to unite the Labour Party and the Conservative Party and all, but they all voted together to censure Joe Biden. Americans had no idea. Never ran in any of our news media, and they could cover it up back then because the FBI still controlled social media. Today, they could not cover it up. That's how serious what we did was. And it was the fact that we left in the middle of the night. Never forget what we did. I will never forget that G7 meeting. So it's the heads of the seven, you know, most powerful Western countries all come together. Boris Johnson, who was then prime minister, says to Joe Biden, "You're not going to leave Afghanistan without telling us, right?" And Biden says, no, we would never do that. We did. We left in the middle of the night so that the Taliban knew where we were going, but our allies, the Brits and the French, would not know. Why? Because they would have taken the country. They would have taken Bagram. It's a very valuable piece of real estate. And again, Lee, we were controlling that entire country with drone warfare and 5,000 troops. Even the French could do that. Probably. And we wanted to make sure that the country did not fall to the UK or France. It would fall to the Taliban, because what we did not know at the time was the Taliban already had a rare earth mine deal, billions of dollars with the Taliban for the lithium mines that we should have taken for ourselves. We could give the country the money, but we needed those lithium mines. So Joe Biden, and I really think this is Hunter Biden. I don't even think Joe did this. Hunter Biden got the $30 million, made sure that the Taliban, that the country would fall to the Taliban. Now, how did we have to do that? And this is one of the dumbest things that we did, is when we knew there was a suicide bomber planning it to get through, because the Taliban facilitated him moving through all their checkpoints. knew the suicide bomber was coming. They should have let the Marine sniper take him out, but they didn't want to start anything with the Taliban, you know, between us and the Taliban, because then the deal might have fallen apart and it might not have fallen to the Taliban, which was the goal. Because if it falls to the Taliban, then it falls to Chinese control. Here's Jerry Dunleavy talking to Catherine Herridge about how literally the troops were set up to die so as to defer to the Taliban and ultimately the Chinese. So I guess the Bidens could get paid.
As the August 26th drew closer, the intelligence that the U.S. was receiving got more and more specific to the point of on August 26th, it was assessed that the attack was going to be at Abbey Gate, and U.S. intelligence had almost predicted
that kind of granularity. Okay. Mm-hmm. If there was that kind of granularity in the intelligence that an ISIS-K cell was preparing to attack at the airport, was there an opportunity to neutralize that cell?
Through reading these Pentagon documents and through these witness statements in there, we found a couple of opportunities like that, potential opportunities to hit ISIS-K before the Abbey Gate bombing. In one sworn statement, an official said that U.S. intelligence knew that ISIS-K was staging in a hotel about 2 to 3 kilometers west of Kabul airport, and that U.S. military leadership asked the Taliban to conduct an assault on that location, but that the Taliban never did.
Wait a second. So we trusted the Taliban to launch an assault on a terrorist cell, and then they failed to do so.
Well, part of all of this is that the U.S., because of a series of bad decisions by President Biden, the U.S. was relying on the Taliban to provide security outside of the airport, because the U.S. controlled just that tiny airport, and the Taliban controlled not just all of Kabul, but now all of Afghanistan.
Yeah, because we gave it to them.
I don't know how the families of those lost there just don't feel like that this is absolutely treasonous.
It was treason. And that's why so many people have asked the simple basic questions like, hey, normally if we have to leave military equipment behind, we disable it. But we didn't, because they needed it to gain the upper hand for the Chinese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, when you put it together, it's so obvious. And I know Pete Hegseth is going to supposedly come out with a report next year. We need to understand what Joe Biden and the Biden family ultimately did here. And we also need to understand who approved all this. Did Joe even know he did this? Because do you remember the Prime Minister of the UK, enraged? His people were stuck there calling the White House for days in a row and couldn't get a phone call back from Joe Biden.
Yeah. That's well documented.
Yeah, well documented. So we betrayed our allies. We did it all to help, again, the Taliban get power so that all of this could fall into the hands. And, you know, I mean, you start going back into it, too. We were shipping suddenly in the weeks before the pullout, we were shipping all kinds of brand new military equipment into Afghanistan. So we were not just letting it fall to Taliban. We were arming them to control the country. The Taliban, by the way, who 2,000 of us, the 2,000 casualties, American casualties, in Afghanistan, that was the enemy. That's who we were fighting. We were arming them. We just didn't know at the time. We left it all behind. They're still mocking us with our military equipment today. Mm-hmm. They do those big parades at Bagram.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So, and you know, one of the most brilliant uses of Joe Biden by whoever did this, and I suspect it was just simply Hunter, Jill, and the family profiting off of this. One of the most brilliant things is Joe is so doddering, you know, so decrepit that, you know, good luck ever proving this was treason and not just some foolish old man who's just out of it, doesn't know what time it is, can't speak in complete sentences and debates with Trump. You know, that guy, can you believe that guy is capable of treason? He'd have to know what day it was.
Well, what infuriates me as well is that all during the campaign, it was the media and the progressives that wanted to highlight Biden's foreign policy chops and then, you know, warn us that Trump was going to get us into World War III.
Right.
And as you see, history is proving that to be exactly the opposite. It is Trump that is doing more for peace around the world, that is at least trying to get things done, whereas the Biden administration was simply doing things to aid our enemies.
And really fuel war. I mean, if you look at what he did with Russia.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No direct communication, no backdoor channels, just hurling long-range missiles into Russia.
And actually making a statement when it started before the invasion that a minor incursion would be allowed. That is nothing but putting a welcome mat at the door of Ukraine. I mean, that's what Biden said. If we'll have a measured response, if it's a minor incursion, big deal.
Meanwhile, in another story, I just got to get in here, Lee, because it's so funny, but not funny. There was a Capitol Pride parade supposed to take place in front of the House of Commons in Canada, but it didn't. And you want to know why?
Why is that?
Oh, you're going to love this. Pro-Hamas Palestinian activists shut it down.
Really?
Yes, because homosexuality is wrong, they said.
Well, that's interesting how you have the LGBTQ crowd, you know, trying to criticize Israel and praise Palestine and Palestinians and the whole Gaza thing when, well, look what happened there. And I think you can extrapolate what would happen if you actually showed up in that area of the world.
Well, no, they had to shut it down because of the potential for violence.
Right.
There were threats.
Yeah.
Muslim Palestinians shut down the Capitol Pride Parade in front of the House of Commons. So Wall Street Mav tweeting, the left is eating the left. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Muslims outrank LGBTQ in the hierarchy of victimhood. I don't actually know. Do they? Do Muslims outrank LGBTQ++, or does it?
That would be an interesting battle to see what the outcome would be there.
It just goes to show you, though, when they get the upper hand, I mean, they're not messing around.
No.
So, and here's the thing. We're all trying to tell the left this, right,
yeah,
as they're marching.
Right.
I mean, these marches look ridiculous. They've got, you know, we're talking about like Columbia, New York, the places where the Democrats, and particularly college Democrats, are doing this. I mean, you've got pride flags and kafias. That's not going to work.
No.
I mean, it's long-term not going to work. There's actually some pretty interesting video online from a gay man from Gaza, who ultimately they killed.
Yeah.
But they picked him up a couple of times purely because he was gay and he'd be beaten and tortured.
Right.
And then dropped back off at home and I guess didn't stop being gay and didn't end well for him.
Nope.
But you can't tell these liberals. You can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.